This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.
Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yes, 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 it's 4 p.m. on Thursday, January the 28th. So that means it's time for Live and Loud with Johnny Cochran and Inel Tomlinson.
Live and Loud with Johnny and Inel on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. Thank you for the little intro there. I noticed you used both of our names there.
Yeah, you know, I thought a lot of people didn't know who Jay and I was.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I know. They were like, who's that? Jay and I? Random.
You've kind of stole the thunder a little bit there because, you know, we do our full name introduction in a bit, don't we?
Oh, it's more like a purposeful.
Oh, you've done it on purpose. Yeah. Sabotage.
No, I wouldn't say it was sabotage. It was just... No, it's just better just saying it right off the bat.
Oh, okay. Well, in case you didn't hear that, guys, yep, you are listening to Johnny and Inel Live and Loud with me, Johnny. Mr. Loverman. Johnny. Sorry.
And me, Inel. Yeah. Tomlinson.
There you go.
Yeah, that's me.
There you go. Fantastic. Now that's done, yeah. And we can move forward.
All official
with
now, yeah?
The show. It's an official recording, guys. Start the clock. We'll get that out of the way. Got our admin out of the way. Fantastic. How are you doing, Inel? How
are
you doing?
Not bad, actually. Not bad. Like, I'm recovering from a cold, though, so if I sound a bit nasally, then that's why.
I am as well, mate. Yeah, just constant. It's just, it just won't leave me alone.
I got attacked by the weather the other night. I was coming back home, and it was Tuesday, late on Tuesday. And the rain was like my glasses were covered. I couldn't even see.
Wow.
I needed windscreen wipers on these things.
Like in perfect storm. Yeah. Yeah, like that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah. I was ready to die. You know.
Oh, dear.
That doesn't help that I live near a crematorium as well. I was like, oh.
It's calling me home. I've been ill, and it has coincided with the dry January I've been doing, which I've pretty much got...
Well, your body being alcohol-free has made you ill.
I'm not being funny.
My body can't cope.
There's no prizes to it, you know. As soon as I take the beer jacket off, I start feeling the cold in my bones. You know, and just snotty noses. I'm walking around like an 8-year-old kid. Can't, you know what I mean? Snot all over my nose. Disgusting.
Oh, it's the worst when it starts dripping. Was it at the dripping stage?
Nah, to be honest, I've just, you know, it's one of them where you just curl up in bed alone, you know. But you know one of those where you're so kind of ill and agitated that you can't actually sleep?
Yeah.
Because it kind of is, you're restless. I've been having a bit of that, to be fair.
Just tossing and turning. Oh, bloody hell.
No, do you know this? This is the thing, right? You know when your nose gets blocked up?
Yeah.
And you actually can't breathe out of it?
Yeah.
And you have to breathe in through your mouth? But then your mouth goes so dry because it's like... Like, you start Darth Vader in, like, halfway through the night. Like, and when you wake up, you cannot get back to sleep because that bedside water that you've got, that ain't even stopping. There is no moisture left. It's over.
There you go, ladies. There's the Mr. Loverman's sleeping routine.
Yeah.
Sounding like Darth Vader can't breathe.
Dry mouth.
Snotty.
Dry mouth.
Would have want to snog me like that, honestly.
Can't it'd be get like kissing water, good job.
Be like kissing a sandal. It really was.
No. Got that desert lips.
Yeah.
Desert lips. You've been out in the desert for too long.
Looking for oases. Yeah, absolutely. Oh dear. I can't kiss you. I've got to protect the precious moisture I have left. No, yeah, no, it's not good. Not good.
Good to have you back to normal.
I'm a fighter, you know. I keep coming in. I don't like to moan too much. I don't like people, you know. Yeah. I just struggle.
No, I like to see you've made the effort as well coming in. You've dressed appropriately and everything this time. I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, it did just turn up in your PJ, so you know.
Those were joggers, and I'm allowed to wear joggers. Thank you very much.
Joggers, are they?
Yeah, it's a Thursday, so you know. It's basically weekend. So when you live the kind of international jet setter lifestyle like me, you're constantly casual.
Okay.
By international jet setter, I mean I go up and down the East London line. So I barely leave my house in weather like this.
Watch out where that crosswheel comes.
Yeah. But to be fair, no one looks twice at you around South East London wearing joggers. It's just uniform. So, yeah.
He's on the way to work.
Yeah. Well, anyway, he looks smart. Where are you going? Where are you going, Colt? Decent, mate.
You're getting caught.
Decent.
You're on the bus.
Yeah, absolutely. Hopefully the judge is lenient, mate. Yeah, safe. Might see you later. Might not. So, good stuff. So what's coming up on the show then?
Well, coming up on the show today, people, is What's Trending. So me and Johnny are going to be talking about what's been going on in social media and the world, and what you guys have been talking about, and what's been like getting on people's, grinding people's gears and that sort of thing.
Absolutely. What's been striking up conversation, basically. And after that, we've got our infamous Lend an Ear section.
Oh, yes.
That is the section, well, everyone pretty much knows it who listens nowadays, but if you don't, it's the section where myself and INL, we open our services up to our listeners to basically write in with their problems and we will solve them. We won't try or attempt to solve them or give you advice. We'll give you foolproof plans.
That's right.
To solve, to give you solutions to your predicaments. And we do have some that have been written in already, but we also, because we're generous, we offer an A&E section as well of the Lend an Ear section. So if you do want to write in on the spot, you got any problems this week, write in and we'll sort them out for you. After that, I know.
Well, after that, we have a Blast from the Past.
Absolutely.
Nice. I like Blast from the Past.
Yeah.
And Blast from the Past is where we get a buzzword and then me and Johnny, we reminisce about what that word means to us. And then we also play a song that kind of reminds us of that word and coincides with the story that we were telling. And you guys can get involved as well. And today's buzzword is loss.
Yeah, that's right, guys. It's lost. So whatever that means to you, if you've got any stories you want to tell, do fire them across at us. We haven't even given them the email yet.
We've got to give them the email address.
It's johnnyandinl@foobarradio.com. Pretty self-explanatory, guys. Get contacting us because we do want to hear from you.
Some people have been spelling Johnny's name wrong, so it doesn't have an E in it. A lot of people spell his name wrong. People spell your name
absolutely
wrong.
Disgraceful.
I know. They don't know how to spell Johnny.
My name's Johnny and your name's INL and they can spell that. I don't know.
Simple name.
To be fair, it is actually. How are you going to misspell INL? But, I mean, seriously, who's spelling Johnny wrong? Get it together.
Some people
guy.
Have an H. Some people don't have an H.
Yeah, I know. We call them losers in the business. I go to a Johnny convention every year, and I'm just literally, anyone who hasn't got an H in there, like, get them out of there. Imposters! Do away with them.
Cool,
yeah, exactly. What's that? I-E at the end. Kill them. Kill them all.
So that email again, guys, is johnnyandinl@foobarradio.com.
Indeed, and then after that, I know, we have had a special interview this week, we were very excited about, yeah. Two guests came on the show, none other than TNA Wrestling Sensations, Beer Money.
Oh, making it rain. Beer Money.
Oh, yeah.
They were in the studio.
Absolutely. Longest reigning tag team champions in TNA Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
So we interviewed them this week.
Well, that's only because we haven't got involved.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we could take them, but,
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they knew that.
If anything, they look intimidating.
Yeah, they did. I think they knew that, to be honest.
They were out of their depth with us.
Yeah, yeah. But they were really nice guys, and we had a chat to them. And, obviously, at the end, we had to say, look, just back off, fellas, or we'll win that belt. But and they left, and, you know, we didn't hear from them after that. Yeah. But
but stay tuned later on for that exclusive interview that we have with them top guys, and you're going to hear why as well.
Absolutely. And then after that, if we do have time this week, we are going to get onto our spoilers on screen section.
Oh, I've been talking to Making a Murderer to everyone, so if we get onto that, I want to be talking about that.
Yeah, most people have seen Making a Murderer now, so that's probably whetted people's appetite because everyone's got an opinion, so hopefully we get around to it. The other thing is, INL, this week we're going to have to fly straight into it. If we are going to, I hope I'm doing it. The other thing that we are renowned for on this show are the biggest bumpers.
Bangers.
Fangers.
Slangers.
Bumpers. Bumpers.
You forgot all the words
bangers,
that you made up.
Slangers. Absolute system bangers.
System bangers.
Banger, banger, banger after banger. That's what we're renowned for, playing all the hits, okay? And I think it's time to just crack straight on with one.
Let's do it. Fire in. What's the first track? What are we playing for?
Now, this song, I had actually heard this over the last, month or so, and I just didn't know who it was by, and I didn't know the name of it, and didn't get, Shazam out quick enough. But I finally found out, because someone referred her to me for another song. I checked her out, but this is wicked. This is by Izzy Bizu and it's called White Tiger. Here it comes.
White Tiger. Ride a roller coaster.
To listen to more of this episode and to catch up on all of our shows, go to fubarradio.com.